No,
I
got to
close the door.
You know how to switch it off?
Cough, Gimel, Elul, Monday the 3rd of September, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt. Rosh Hashanah, the roots of the tree.
Thank you. Okay, Bez Hashem, let's try and get into what is actually in Yonid Yoma, although it doesn't necessarily feel like it. You know, we've started Slichas, and sometimes we get a whole Elul. This year, August seems to have usurped, for some people, perhaps, Elul. And it means we've got to work harder now to get into the Rosh Hashanah zone. We've got to get into Rosh Hashanah zone. We find ourselves, you know, the word Rosh Hashanah actually means... It's a contradiction in terms. Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal would always explain, Shana means to repeat. Again and again. Right? To repeat something. Od Shana, Od Shana. And the reason why it means a repetition, right, to repeat something, is because that's what it is. It's a cycle. Oh, we've come around again.
It's a cycle.
Right? We're back here again. Here we are. And we find, and everybody will tell you, you know, can't believe a year's gone past. I'm sure, you know, it only gets quicker. And we find ourselves again before Rosh Hashanah. And part of that is a Yetzer Hara, that we can't just get used to things. Even Rosh Hashanah we get used to. Okay, it's this time of year again. I mean, here we go. That's a problem. We have to give a Rosh to the Shana. That means you have to have a beginning. A circle, by definition, doesn't have a beginning. And therefore it's a negative letter. Samach doesn't appear in all of Maisa Bereshis, because a circle represents that we're locked in. We're locked into the natural world, and we don't necessarily perceive something which is beyond. And that's a problem also in Avodas Hashem, when we come around to cycles of the year, are not cycles, they're actually spirals. That's really what it should be. We should be going up and up, not revisiting an old point, as if it's just the old, same old, same old. And therefore we have to give a rush to the Shana. Which means we've got to get back in again. Afresh. Look at the new year. And the reason why we have to do this is because every year is actually new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a year at a time. He actually creates the world for 6 days at a time. Marvelous Orach Chaim at the beginning of Bereishis. Kisheshes Yomim. Actually, Orach Chaim on the Pasuk. Kisheshes Yomim Asar Hashem Sashmaim Asar Oretz. He says, Orach Chaim, Kisheshes Yomim Hashem creates the world for 6 days at a time. Right? And then depending on your Shabbos, how Klal Yisrael keeps Shabbos, generates the next week. 6 days at a time. That's true for a week, but it's certainly true for a year. Hashem's eyes are on the world. Mereshis Hashanah Ba'ad Achris Shom. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. That's the deal. 1 year at a time. That means what happened last year, good news or bad news, is already now finished. Now this year that comes up, not yet finished, sorry, we have 1 week to go. But what's about to come up, the year coming up, Tov Shin Ayin Tes, as Hashem Habolein Toiva, that is going to be a whole new year. And it has not been yet fixed in Shemaim what this year is going to contain. And therefore, even though we might think, oh, it's just another year come around, we have to wake up and realize that it all rests on our shoulders. I always think about the fact that how many Jewish people are there in the world? A tiny percentage. How many religious people are there in the world? Those that actually really understand what the message of Rosh Hashanah is about. Even smaller percentage. And who does Hashem look towards to actually give a description for the entire whole year, for the whole world? But who is he speaking to? He's speaking to those that are listening. Anybody can listen. But it is the frum world, I would say in particular, who really have their ears open. The more that have their ears open, the merrier, better. Everybody should be listening. It's for everybody. Hashem judges the whole world. Everybody's judged on Rosh Hashanah. But who's going to affect the impact of actually taking responsibility for Klal Yisrael? That's going to be us, Be'ez Hashem. And there's so much we can achieve. So we have to put the Rosh back into the Shana. We have to realize we've got to begin again. A new battle, a new tefillah, and it requires a lot of effort from us. So let's discuss a couple of things that will perhaps put us in the right frame of mind, at least to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. Because we know, yes, we'll speak about certain things that are obvious and basics, but those are the things you have to go over. You have to address those with a fresh look. We're told numerous times in the Torah, in Devarim in particular, about there's going to be good and bad for the Jewish people. Bracha, klala, many parashas. One particular phrase we say in the well-known, in Parshas Re'i, we speak about the phrase, u'bachata b'chaim, that you have to choose life. And this, everybody understands and thinks, this is the makar of bechira, of free choice. It's actually not necessarily correct, not according to the Rambam. When the Rambam speaks about the fact that we have free choice, he speaks about the part of the pasuk that tells us, Re'ei nasata fanecha, I've given you today. The Rambam quotes, I've given you, Re'ei. Right? It's a bracha. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Since we're quoting the Torah Shabbat, supposed to quote it from inside. Excuse the amount of pages I'm turning, but it's in Makoros Gedolos. Right? Ei anochi nasata fanecha mayom, bracha klala. It's a bracha shetishmu, a klali v'leisishmu. It's there. That alone is called bechira. I'm giving you the option. You do not need Hashem to tell you, u'bochaut u'bachayim, choose life. He is talking to people who obviously understand. This is bracha, this is klala. What do you think he means by bracha and klala? Choose the klala? No. That's obvious. The tzivui of u'bochaut u'bachayim must be something more than simply what it means. Because we're already told, and the Rambam writes explicitly when he brings it down in Hukas Tshuva, about choosing this idea of Bechira Chofshis, that everybody has the ability to choose, and we need to choose the right thing, says the Rambam, it's already evident from the fact that Hashem says, I've given you today Bracha and Klala. Bracha is this and Klala is that. That's the free choice. That's the free choice. So what is Bechata B'chaim? What is that command? It's not a command that we should do the right thing. And also, again, let's ask another question. Number one, what is Bechata B'chaim? Hashem says you should choose life. What, as if you wouldn't choose life? It's not the tzivui. The Rambam writes explicitly, the Bechira. Number two is, if Hashem has already told us up to now, all the mitzvahs, you must do this, you must not do that, what is the extra command of a Bechata B'chaim? What, up to now I was joking? So I said Shabbos, I said Kashrus, I said all these mitzvahs, but wait a second, I haven't told you the secret. Go ahead and do it. Bechata B'chaim. Obviously not. When Hashem says, all the mitzvahs of the Torah, Zachar, Simcha, Shabbos, Lekadosho, Shomer, Lois Aseis, he means business. It wasn't up to now an option, now we now press the on button. So Hashem was being serious up to now. So what's in Parshas Re'ei all of a sudden? In Devarim, now we say, oh, by the way, Hashem says, Bechata B'chaim, you should choose life. We know this. Another thing, another famous Gemara, a famous Gemara in Nida. When you say a famous Gemara in Nida, people think, famous Gemara in Nida? But there is one famous Gemara in Nida, which is very famous. And that is, when a child is in utero, before it comes into this world, everybody knows that the child is taught all of Torah, kola Torah kola, which means that he understands everything he could possibly ever fathom, is already embedded deep into the person. And as we know, when he's born, he forgets Bo Malach and Sasra Al-Pib, strikes him on the mouth. Why does he strike him on the mouth, not on the head? It's also an interesting question. He strikes him on the mouth. Okay. He forgets all of Torah. That means Torah's there. It's there, but it's forgotten. Why do that? It's just like a painful experience. This is what life is going to be. You're going to be learning and forgetting. What is this? No. Hashem teaches you the Torah. The Malach teaches you all of Torah. But you're going to forget it. Forgetting it doesn't mean it's not there. It means it's not in the front of your mind. But it's there at the back. It's there somewhere, embedded in every single neshama, is our connection to Torah. And that's why when you learn Torah, it resonates with you. And there are certain people, everybody has different parts of Torah which strike a chord. So one guy, he loves gematrius. And another person will love intricate halacha. Another person will love grammar. Another person will love nach, halacha, lomdus, bikias, iyun. People have a certain connection to something. All of Torah is to be learned, and all of Torah speaks to the Jewish neshama. But there's one thing that always speaks to a person in particular. Everybody's different. So you have your chelik neshama. Why? That's already embedded there from when you were in utero. You forgot it. It's not on the outside. And whenever we learn, everything that we learn is to be able to access really something that deep down we once upon a time knew. Fine. The Gemara there tells us, as you're born, there is now a shavua that needs to be made. This is a shavua. We make a shavua. Shavua means an oath. And before we come into this world, every person stands in front of the kisa covered, and they say that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes us make a shavua. What's the shavua? What does Hashem say? Hashem says, "Tehi tzaddik, va'al tehi rasha." Be a tzaddik, don't be a rasha. And off we go. Off we go. Into this world we are born. Now, that's a difficult Gemara to understand. Because as we've said above, already we're told what to do. From the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Zeis HaBrocha, we have a Torah full of mitzvahs. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We have Gemaras. We have very, very detailed, clear instructions of what we're supposed to do. Clear. So what is this extra? We know what to do. Right? Torah says so. So what is this extra Shavua oath as we're about to be brought into the world? And by the way, one last message. Tehi tzaddik, v'al tehi rasha. Be a tzaddik. We're already commanded to keep all the Torah. What does tehi tzaddik, v'al tehi rasha add that we don't know already? We're already mechayev in all of the mitzvahs. Same question as of b'chayev to b'chayim, just not from the pasuk, from the Gemara. And why has this got any relevance to Rosh Hashanah? Well, on Rosh Hashanah we also have to ask, what is going on Rosh Hashanah? You know, there comes to some of the Omrim, Machlokes in the Gemara, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, fascinating Gemara that everybody should really learn around this time. The Gemara they discuss is, when is there din in Shemayim? So, we're all familiar with the din of Rosh Hashanah, but there's opinions that say there's a din every single day. Every day. Every day there's a din. You get up, today there's a din. What's going to happen to you? Now, if according to that opinion, there's a din every day, so what was his Rosh Hashanah? What's special about Rosh Hashanah? If you hold that the din is every single day, so what, he didn't daven a special davening in Rosh Hashanah? Ah, there's a din anyway every day. There must be something special about Rosh Hashanah. Obviously. So what is it? So what is unique to Rosh Hashanah? More than that, Rosh Hashanah is a very interesting day. It's called Zeh HaYom, right? It's the day of Tchilas Ma'asecha. That's the day that Hashem created man. Sixth day of creation, when man was created. And Zikorin, it's a Zikorin. It's a day of remembrance. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us because he remembers us. Now what does that mean? He remembers us as Zikorin. What is he remembering? And more than that, why is the din that is expressed, if you read Chazal, the din is not quite the way we fathom it, understand it, from when we're children. And I'm sorry to tell us, but that image comes with us and when we're a lot older as well. Most people, and even if we're told this year in and year out, and we know the answer to this question, we cannot get out of the fact that we understand and we picture Rosh Hashanah as, I'm begging for my life, and there's a din in Shemayim, and I know, because the Rambam writes, right, that you've got a certain amount of mitzvahs, a certain amount of averus, so, and it's going to go according to the scales, and if that's the case, why is there almost no mention in the basic tefillahs of the Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, why is there almost no mention of the fact that we ask explicitly, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me life. Now I say almost, because you'll say, oh, Zochenu L'chaim, right? Remember me for life? Good. An extra addition added in later on to the basic text of the Shemona Esrei. But if you look at the basic text, it's all about Malchus. Hashem, you're the king. Hashem, you're... Now, like, you know, you're thinking to yourself, okay, look, I know Hashem's the king, but can I just get to Tachlis? Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, please, I've got so much to ask you this year. There's Panosa, and there's health, and there's problem with the children, and I've got a whole list! And I have to wait till Tashlich, till I can actually go through that list? Right, because that's kind of like the political... So, what's happening? We're ready, and we want to bang on the doors of Shemayim, and ask Hashem for everything that we need. The bakoshes that we used to every single day of Shemona Esrei. Asking Hashem for everything. We're used to that. That's what we're used to. And yet when it comes to Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, it's missing. Where's the Atochan Yerodim Das? Where's Rafa'inu? Where's Slachlonu? Okay, even there, by the way, Slachlonu. No, no Slachlonu. I'm telling you, everybody will be comfortable with a Shemoneh Esrei, a weekday Shemoneh Esrei and a Shoshana. We'd take much longer over it, and we'd bang Shemayim, we'd knock on the doors. Every single one of those brachas, that's what we want to daven for this year. Don't you want to daven for these things? If we daven for every day, we should be daven for Rosh Hashanah. That's what we want to daven for. That's what we want. And yet we're leafing through the Machzah, and maybe we can get a connection here. You could say that this means this and that. But it's not there. In the basic text of the Shemoneh Esrei, Hashem is Melech. Hashem, Melech, Hashem. Of course, it's very important, but you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, yeah, okay, I know Hashem Melech, but I still need Panoso. I need health. And I still need this, I still need that, and I want to daven. And we're not saying something for no reason. Hashem is the makar of all of this. We daven during the week like that. So why is that not the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah? If it's a din about what our year is going to be, we're standing there in front of Hashem, what's going to be for us, for all of Klal Yisrael? We should be crying tears for Klal Yisrael, so all these things should come. And yet, it's not there in the text. Not Mefurish. Maybe we can throw in a Zechon L'Chaim, yeah, Beseder, but that's not what Anshei Knesset Gedolah, that's not what you find in the basic text. Why is that? And not just why is that, what are we supposed to do? Can you say about your things? Can you not? Okay. So, all of what I'm basically saying is things that I've heard over the years from the Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. And he explained like this. Let's answer each question one by one, and you'll see it all fits together. B'chad to b'chayim. We asked. Parshas A. We're way deep into the Torah at this point. We know exactly what you're supposed to do, what you can't do. Are suddenly, b'chad to b'chayim, choose life. As if you would have thought, up to now, I was joking. You know, now I'm serious. Now we get serious. Pashas to A, we're getting serious. B'chad to b'chayim. What does it mean? So he explained. Amazingly, this is an amazing concept. Simple, profound, and earth-shattering. And that is, you can keep mitzvahs, and you could avoid aveiros your whole life, and you still are not yet b'charta b'chayim. You're still not doing what Hashem wants. Now that sounds rather strange. How can a guy, he's doing mitzvahs, he's avoiding aveiros, and he's not doing what Hashem wants? Well, what's going on here? No. Because u'b'charta b'chayim means you have to choose it. You have to actively say, I'm in this for real, and every mitzvah that I do is an expression of this. Now, example, we often look with envy at a Baal Teshuva. The guy, and these, you know, the cooler the story, the better. You know, this guy, he used to be a major rock star, and, you know, he had everything, and one day, he had a shir, and, you know, before you knew it, he's Rosh Hashiva. You know, we love these stories, and you look at it and you think, that's amazing, it's fantastic, you know. Fantastic, he's chosen Yiddishkeit, everything, and, you know, Nebuch, as it were, we had it from when we were born. So we never had that privilege. Never had that privilege. It's almost like saying, it reminds me of the line I heard about a certain Odin Godel. He said, you know, you have it so lucky, he said. I think it was a Pankin, yes, it could be a Scheinberg. I can't remember, I'm really sorry. They said, you know, you have it so lucky. You still have a Rashi that you could learn that you've never learned before. You still have a Rashi, you've never learned before. You can mumish, you know, as it were. Like, never have I've learned everything. You've still got that experience. I'll never have the experience of learning a Rashi I've never learned before. Bez Hashem, we should all get to that stage of that problem. But there's a certain aspect to that, you know. We kind of think to ourselves, Baal Teshuva, he comes in fresh. Everything he does, you know, amazing. He's chosen it. But me, you know, no. I'm here because I'm here. No. Everybody has to choose it. There's no such thing. In this aspect, everybody has to be a Baal Teshuva. What does that mean? You don't have to do Averus. No, not telling you to do Averus. But a Baal Teshuva, that aspect means to say, I'm in this for real. To choose it, not just to do it. Oh, I keep Shabbos. I learn Torah. I put tefillin on. I wear tzitzis. Not just I do mitzvahs. But I'm in it for real. And when I say Baruch Hashem Kedishon B'mitzvah Yisod, I'm thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about Hashem. You know, nowadays it's like Hashem. Oh, I remember him. Like, you know, like you do a mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, Malkein Melech. Ah, Hashem, Hashem, Malkein Melech Ha'olam. Right? You do a mitzvah, you have to bring Hashem into this. You have to choose it for real. That means, what Hashem is saying in this parasha, There could be bracha and there could be klala. It's all in front of you. And you know what to do. I've told you up to now what to do. But it's more than just choosing the right thing. It's not just, I keep Shabbos, I don't speak Lashon Hara. That's all great. That's all great. But have you chosen it? Not just, did you choose it once? That's not good enough. Every single, let's start with year. Not one, not day. We're going to get to day. But every single year, you have to say, I'm back in. I'm in it for real. U'bachata b'chayim. You have to choose the option of chayim. That means, I'm not just doing it because this is what I'm used to, because I did it yesterday and the day before, but very nice. Choose it today. In other words, you're doing it for real. You're not just keeping mitzvahs by rote. B'chata b'chayim. Choose it. Do it. Not choose it as in, make sure you choose the right one. That's obvious. As the Rambam says, that's already from Brocho Klola set out. The Rambam tells us that's Bechira. Bochauta B'chaim is not Bechira. Bochauta B'chaim is do it as a choice. Do it every single year, and we'll also speak about every single day. Do every single mitzvah as if this is the one. As if I'm in it, not as if. I'm in it for real. I believe in this. I'm actually connected to this. In utero, we hear that we learn the whole Torah. We've got it all. The malach strikes us on the mouth, we forget the whole Torah. And just before we're born, there's that shavua. Make an oath, be a tzaddik, ti tzaddik v'alti rosho. And we ask, what is that, be a tzaddik v'alti rosho? We already know what to do, we've been told the game plan. You've been told the game plan. That's what's in front of you. But you have to be a tzaddik. That means you actively have to take your decision and put it in the right place. You have to choose to be a tzaddik. Now we call this something like something to do with roots. I don't remember what it was now. The roots of the tree. Besides the pun. The roots of the tree. There is an interesting halakhic discussion. If you have a tree in one garden and the branches, they are hanging over into someone else's garden. Whose tree is it? Okay. Whose tree is it? Now you could have the majority of branches that are even leaning over into someone else's garden. But whose tree is it? Where the tree is planted. You might be interfering. Start cutting off your branches, please. You're taking up someone else's space. But your tree is where it's planted. On Rosh Hashanah, it's about taking your tree and planting it in the right place. Hashem says, it's a new year. We start again. Wherever you plant your tree, that's going to be your year. Are you going to plant it on the side of Tzaddik? Or are you going to plant it on the side of Rosha? What does that mean? Are you going to be with me, for me, in it for real? That's called tzaddik. Or are you just going to be in it for whatever other reason, but not for the sake of Hashem? And I'm sorry to say, that's called Rosha. Sounds a bit stark. What, Rosha? No, you're not in it for real. Your tree's on the wrong side. And that could mean an amazing thing. Why don't we speak about tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? It's the first of us says to me tshuva. Where's the al-chaitz? No. The most important thing to do, which is the first day of us says to me tshuva, which without it you don't have anything, is say and declare that my tree is planted in the right place. I'm on your side, Hashem. I want to work for your company. It's planted on this side. Once it's on this side, afterwards we can deal with the fact that we've got branches hanging over into someone else's garden, which is our various, and we can start trimming the tree and making it better. That's fine. But let's get to the root of the problem. Where's your tree? That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a day about, it's not a day about Averus. That's going to come later. First and foremost, are you in it for real? U'bachata b'chayim. Tehi tzaddik v'alti rosha. This is saying and affirming that we're in it for real. And this is the din on Rosh Hashanah. The din on Rosh Hashanah is about not how many Averus you have, even though it says everybody's going to weigh up the Averus and mitzvahs. What that means is Hashem looks at the person. You are judged al pi roiv. Who are you? Are you an Avera type person? Is that where you live? Or are you a mitzvah type person? Where are you? And that's why the Rambam says it doesn't add up according to the basketball score. We're all thinking it's some sort of score in Shemaim. He's got X amount of mitzvahs, one more mitzvah, he's in it. That's not how it works. Even though the Rambam says he talks about that, but that means where are you? Where is your tree planted? And the only way of giving that message clearly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to take your tree and plant it on the right side. What does that mean? You say, Hashem Melech. We get back to basics. What is life about? What am I here for? I'm here to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. I'm here for Malchus Shemayim. The details, that's afterwards. Averus, we don't even speak about on Rosh Hashanah. You can deal with that afterwards. But I'm in it for real. Moshe Lamad Avadoyma has been said before, but it's the key moshe for Rosh Hashanah. And that is, a guy that wants to get a new job, he's been struggling, he now, suddenly, he hits on an interview, a really prestigious position, and he prepares for the interview, he sits there in front of the new potential boss, and the boss starts to ask him a number of questions, and the interview's going okay, and then, suddenly you pipe up and you say, look, you know, let's be honest here, if you don't mind, I need to ask you some questions, things that are really bothering me. I need to know, firstly, how long is the holiday pay? How long is the holiday period? I need to know how many days off I get. And by the way, when I fly, you know, it's going to be an international job, when I fly, I have to fly, you know, business. I'm sorry, I need to, you know, that's what I need, business, I'm sorry. You know, tell me about the bonuses as well. And also, what about the, tell me all the, do I get a free, is there a company car? And you suddenly give your whole list of things that you want to gain. The guy's going to look at you and say, hello, who are you? I don't want you for my company. Goodbye. Your list of things, I'm asking you what you can do for me, and you come and start telling me things that you want me to do for you. Well, why should I employ you? Rather, you know what you say? You say, okay, I'm going to radically change your company. You don't realize what I'm going to do for your company. I'm going to invest every single ounce of energy that I've got. We're going to go viral. We're going to go all over the place. I'm going to advertise. I'm going to take your product and change the world with your product. I'm going to do this and that and the other. And then you slip and you say, look, tell you the truth, when I'm doing all these amazing things for the company, I do need to be well rested. If I'm traveling, I need to go business only so I can be well rested, so I can then work for you. That's a different story. You told me what you're doing for the company. Now I'm ready to employ you. You start coming with your whole list of things. I need this and I need that. Who are you? That's the moshel for Rosh Hashanah. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Hashem, I realize it's Rosh Hashanah, but you know, I just want to tell you, it's about me here. Yeah, I need this, you know, all good things, but also health, you know, nachas and the children, learning of Torah, I need the das, I need all these things, right? Rabbi Shalom, no, cough up. Rabbi Shalom is going to say, hello, why should I employ you for this year? Why should I give you another year of life? So that I should provide for you? That's not what Rosh Hashanah's about. I want to know, what are you going to do for me this year? What are you going to do for the company? Don't start telling me your list of things. Oh, a chutzpah. Say, Hashem Melech. Hashem, you've granted me a year of life. You know what I'm going to do with my life? I'm going to dedicate it to you. I'm going to learn Torah. I'm going to do mitzvahs. I'm going to look after other people. I'm going to dedicate myself to your mission in the world. I'm going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Wherever I am, I'm going to be try and be a Kiddush Hashem. I'm going to better myself. I've spoken Lashon Hara, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to dedicate myself to you. My tree is going to be on the right side. I want to be a tzaddik. And I don't want to be a rasha. I want to be Baicha B'chayim. Oh, you speak to Hashem like that. You don't even have to ask for those things on the side. You think Hashem doesn't know what you need? He knows you need panasa. He knows you need to have all the, he knows all of it. But that's not the focus of Rosh Hashanah. Stop talking about yourself. Why does Hashem give you life? Why should we have another year of life? Why? Only so that we should be able to do what He wants in the world. If we say we're signing up for the company, what we can do for His company, then we won't even have to ask for our things. It'll all be provided. Business class included. Everything. And that's what B'chal to B'chaim. Titzadik malti rosho. B'chal to B'chaim, choose it for real. You're here for Him. And when we do that, that's the focus of Rosh Hashanah. Not about our lists of what we want. Of course we want all those things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. If we show that we're dedicated to Him, all those things will come our way. But as Hashem, we should all be zoicha to be able to dedicate ourselves to Hashem. And that we should be zoicha to all those wonderful things, all the brachas that are written in the Torah. And we should be zoicha to a good Gaben Shoah, Ksiva, Chesima, Torah.
Amen. Amen.